Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
All right, we have new details in a shootout in Jersey City. Six people are dead, including a police officer. We have the new details now. We're going to send it over to Al Jones, who is live on the scene. Al?
The exchange of bullets dragged out for nearly 2 hours, from sporadic pops to a barrage. Automatic gunfire mixed in with the boom of heavy weapons. Lefty Grimes says it was like nothing else he's ever seen or heard.
It was like in a war zone. It was automatic weapons, and it was very loud, and people were freaking out.
Well, in all, six people are dead, veteran Jersey City Police Detective Joseph Seals among them, including the two gunmen and three others inside the corner grocery where the shootout ended. Rita Manzel, concerned about the location because it was right next door to school.
Never seen something like this. There's a school across the street from the place. I'm more worried about the kids.
Now, Jersey City public schools in the area were on lockdown. In fact, the closest one to the area just now getting out. The kids coming out, of course, being scooped up by parents and taken home. And as the bullets went flying, area residents alternated between ducking for cover, as they should, to leaning out with their phones trying to chronicle the shootout. Al Jones, 1010 Winds, live in Jersey City.